Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
It's Training Camp 50-50. Teddy versus Drew, powered by Twin Peaks. Here's Stokely and Zach.
And we are here.
Oh, just think of the time.
You don't have to think about it. It is right here. It is right now.
Modern love so strange. Said you never know.
How you doing today, Brandon Stokely?
Wonderful Friday. Great day. It is a great day. How you doing?
We got food down there. Yeah, we got food.
They're going to be wrapping it up before you can get some, so you should have got it a little bit earlier.
All the chicken and beef's gone. Stop.
So I don't know. I mean, do you like just white rice and cheese?
Man, I like came flying in here. I've been here for 40 seconds. But I feel great. It's a Friday.
You got your hair all working today. Is the hair working? Well, I mean, it's really gone. I mean, like you got it dialed in. I don't know if you put extra mousse in it today.
There's nothing in it.
Just water.
I just got out of the shower.
I just got out of the shower. Fresh shower.
Cutting it close. Cutting it close. But I've never been late to this show. In 4.5 years, never been late.
Yeah.
But today was close.
I don't know about that. We got to go back and review the tape on that. You say a lot of things like that.
Like what? Give me another example.
Give me another example. It's hard for someone to go back. I don't remember, but I think there was a day or two that you might have been.
We would have remembered a little bit late. Because it would have been impactful. I would have been late to the show. You would remember. But the reason you can't remember.
Not really.
Because it wouldn't be that impactful. It would be pretty impactful if you started a live radio show and your co-host wasn't here. You would be like, I would manage. Yeah. Okay.
Very easy.
It is, yeah. Five tool host over there.
Yeah, exactly. Not quite the same as the five tool dad, but probably a three tool host. Honestly,
yeah, three tool,
three tool,
maybe two and a half.
There's some afternoons. Whoa. There's limitations on what I can deliver.
Yeah, limitations. But your middle name here.
But I realize what those limitations are and try to work around them.
And knowing that is a strength.
That's right. That's right. Know your weaknesses.
We got Broncos football this weekend.
Yes, we do.
Pads will be popping.
I mean,
football players will be tackling in the midst of playing tackle football.
They'll actually be playing real football.
Tackle football.
Go figure.
This weekend.
I got nervous yesterday, Zach.
What did you get nervous about?
Well, you know, talking about playing real football and tackle football, all of a sudden, you know, Mike Boone goes down. Dalton Reisner goes down.
Michael carted off.
Right. You hear those reports and then you hear Reisner, you know, knee. And it's like, well, this is what happens when you start playing real football.
Right.
Guess what? Guys get hurt. And so kind of understand why once you start seeing guys go down, why Vic, you kind of handle this situation with bubble wrap.
Right.
I mean, you're going to laugh and then just like,
Cole says, mostly you're just a tool host.
Screw you, Cole. How about that, buddy? It's Friday. Don't come at me like that.
Come correct.
I'm not playing that today. Bring it. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Frankie in Boulder says, time to pound some ass today, boys.
Oh,
I want to pound his ass.
There we go.
Oh, man. We came to a great resolution yesterday.
There was a resolution after the show. I heard D-Mac, kind of acting like, you know, oh, no, it's, you know, we, like everything's fine. And he didn't ruin the game. Like, he needs to take ownership of ruining the game and ruining everybody else's fun. Right. Like, he needs to own that.
That did happen.
But I think he needs to apologize to everybody, me included, and Tyler and you, because it was all fun and he screwed it up. Give me my ball. I'm going home.
That did kind of happen. Did kind of happen. As far as he and I go, we're all good. He apologized to me for the way that acted on the air on Wednesday. I'm happy to. I'd rather bury a hatchet than bury Darren McKee.
Yeah.
So he was the bigger man, metaphorically, obviously, not physically. But apologizing, we moved on. I love D-Mac, and here we go, onward and upward.
Okay.
On a Friday.
All right. But I was nervous about, you start playing real football to a certain degree.
But the intensity's ratchet up in these practices.
Absolutely. And guys are falling down. You get rolled up on, and injuries happen in football. You know, hey, memo to Broncos country, injuries last year, guess what? You're going to have injuries this year. And probably it's just some key guys. You keep your fingers crossed it's not, season ending, but these things happen to everybody. And you hope that you just limit them. But they will continue to happen. It got me thinking about Vic and the fine line that he has to try to walk.
Yeah.
Between, practicing and getting his guys ready, but also not wanting to get his guys hurt.
Right, right.
Because the impact of losing a Von Miller or a Bradley Chubb or a Dalton Risner.
Drill.
It really impacts your season. But you got to get ready to play football.
That's right. We'll see how Vic handles it tomorrow. Afternoon, mid-afternoon game, 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock start. There's a lot of things to look for. And we're going to kind of comb through them today. Have a bunch of audio to get to. Mike Evans did just text me, and he said, "Look at Stoke, my little wedge driver. Well done."
Thank you, Mikey. That puts a smile on my face that you're proud of me.
He is. we have so much to look out for yesterday, but look out for tomorrow. But in terms of yesterday, the joint practice,
yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater for being cast in the role of a safer option than Drew Lock. Speaking of Mike, I've heard him raise this point astutely in the morning. Like, this is not like some like all or nothing scenario. Like, oh, if you go away from Drew Lock, Teddy Bridgewater just doesn't turn the football over. It's not true.
No.
It's not true. He fumbles the ball a lot. He does throw interceptions. He didn't have some, 2-to-1 interception ratio, let alone a 3-to-1 or a 4-to-1. It was a career high 15 touchdowns, 9 picks, bunch of fumbles, and yesterday in the red zone, 2 interceptions in the red zone, and an additional fumble in the red zone. And it's just like...
Right, you can't have it happen. That's the one thing that either one of these quarterbacks can't do. They both can't do it. We talk a lot about Drew and the history that he had last year and the turnovers and how it cost his team, the mistakes that he made. But Teddy can't come in here and start doing that stuff either, because then why are you going to go with Teddy? That's why you're supposed to go with Teddy.
Right.
He's going to be the safer option of the two. And if he's not the safer option, then just go with Drew.
Exactly.
Because there's more potential, more upside, yada, yada, yada. So
Drew Lock threw more touchdown passes in his first year as a starter, missing games, than Teddy Bridgewater's career high a year ago. But he just turned it over at higher rate.
Right.
But let's not act like, Teddy is just...
And we haven't acted like
that. No.
We haven't acted like this, and you brought it up a long time ago, and Teddy turns the football over also. I think the one year in New Orleans where he went 5-0, he didn't turn it over. What was it? You mentioned the other 7-2 touchdown to interception, something like that.
Yep.
He's got to be more on that level.
9-2.
9-2. Right, which is tremendous in five games.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
It's great.
You're almost throwing 2 touchdowns a game, and, you're not turning the football over a lot. That's what the Broncos want to see. But if he doesn't gain their trust, he's got to gain their trust, right, just like Drew has to. But he can't turn the football over. You just can't do it.
Did he yesterday open the door a little bit more for Drew?
Yeah, anytime you perform like that, certainly you open the door for the other guy.
Because we said over and over, like, unless Teddy falls on his face.
Right.
3 turnovers in a red zone in 1 practice, that's
Well, I don't know what the snap looked like. I mean, you can't put that solely on the quarterback. I mean, was he going with Miners and Miners, you know, rolled it to him? I mean, we don't know. So you can't put that on Teddy.
The Miners rolled it to him.
They were talking about Miners and how he hasn't played a lot of center and how he was struggling at the center position.
No, you're right.
So
you're
is
right.
That, I mean, what?
But
you act like what I said was just laughable.
No, I thought it was humorous that you said Miners could have freaking rolled it to him.
Well, didn't act like that. You acted like the thought that I had was silly.
No, we weren't there. Right. But here's what I do know: you turn it over three different times in the red zone. That's
it's awful.
It's as bad. It's as bad awful. As it's gonna get.
It's awful. You can't do it. So certainly, when you do those types of things, guess what? Door gets open.
Yeah.
I mean, because now the coaches are like, man, whew, is this who this guy's going to be for us? Like, we thought we were going to get the guy that was going to take care of the football. And, you know, if Drew just does the little things and doesn't turn the football over, now I think if Teddy continues to make these types of mistakes, then why wouldn't you just go with Drew?
But here's the problem with yesterday's practice. And again, wasn't out there, didn't see it with my own eyes.
That's what I hate to evaluate one of these guys when I can't watch. I don't know. And Drew the day before threw a couple picks or whatever.
Yep.
One got batted. But is the receiver slipping on the play? Is he running the wrong route? Is he, you know, things like that that you can kind of see with your eyes. And when I and we aren't able to do that for ourselves, right. I have a hard time just like going off of what other people are telling me.
Well, when I hear from Nate Jackson, so like yesterday, on the surface, knowing what we know, it would have been a unique opportunity for Drew to just like conclusively win the day. When your opposition that you're going up against is turning the ball over three times in the red zone, you would think you do a handful of good stuff, you're going to win that day. But I hear Nate say, Drew didn't really take it. He said the best quarterback out there today was Brett Rypien. And I hear Troy then come on the drive saying, like, it just is not good for me either, guy. So you want to award the day to Drew, again, just knowing what we know without watching practice. But I'm hearing from guys like Troy, like Nate, that despite Teddy struggling, Drew didn't quite seize the moment either.
Yeah, and Drew's got to pounce on that. You know, those are the days where you need to shine.
Right.
Right, take advantage of it. Try to put the hammer down. And get that separation. But if you don't do anything to capitalize, I mean, he has got to do something. He can't be check down Drew. He can't be conservative Drew. He's got to be playmaker Drew.
Right.
Without turning the football over.
Right.
You know, and you know, he's trying to, you know, reel it in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That just that over aggressiveness and the mistakes, what you want to do, but at the same time, you don't want to take away who he is and what got him to this position.
Right.
And that's slinging the football, and that's making big plays. And he's got to take advantage of days where Teddy Bridgewater has a down day. And not just have a good day, he needs to have a great day.
Right.
When's the last time Drew Locke had a great day at practice?
That's
the question.
This whole
right.
thing. They're like, neither of these guys is taking the other one out. And you know,
there's been a couple of days out there where we said, oh, Teddy had a really good day. And that was early on in camp.
Yep, there was.
And I think Drew might have had one, but he just needs more.
Someone says, guys, before you get carried away, this is on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. Guys, before we get carried away, you better check with Pat Shurmur to see if they were practicing turning the ball over in the red zone.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That is a really good one. Who's that from?
They didn't put their
Come
name on it,
man. Put your name on it.
970.
Wow, that was good.
Yeah, it was.
They might have been. Might have been working on those things. You never know when you need
That's
to
right.
throw an interception.
That's right. You get down close to that end zone, why don't you throw it to the other team,
yeah.
all right?
Let's help Minnesota out. You know, let's help those guys work on their hands, right?
Got them right where we want them.
Yep.
We were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Thank you, Pat.
I just love it.
Wow.
That one's going to live for a long time.
Yeah, that's not going anywhere for a long time.
It's not.
Maybe ever.
Maybe ever, man.
Maybe ever.
When you put gold out there.
Right.
If y'all got a crew, you got to have a fall guy in the crew. Mm.
It'll,
right.
it'll stand the test of
that's
time.
That's right.
People don't forget.
No.
People
it's a classic.
That's it,
I mean,
man.
How about our guy, Gary Martin, no, from Boulder, coach.
Oh,
Intramurals.
Don't play intramurals,
yes.
brother. It ain't intramurals.
I mean, that's
people that don't forget.
That will never go anywhere.
People don't forget.
What was his name?
I can't. Is it Dan Hawkins?
Yeah. Some things will last.
That's it.
Will last the test of time.
Last the test of time. Mike Gundy's birthday was just yesterday.
I'm 40.
I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Right?
It's good stuff, man.
And then we can throw Pat Shermer in there. That's going to be one of those classic
That's
ones.
That's it, man. That's it.
We got y'all.
That ain't true.
That's too good, man. But, you know, Drew needs to win this thing. He needs to win it, and he's not winning it. So the only way, and you know, we've been talking about it yesterday, and I was saying I just don't see Drew being able to win the job now. Unless Teddy completely falls on his face. I don't know if he did that yesterday, but certainly it wasn't a good day for him. But Drew's got to go out there and make plays. We said from the beginning, he's going to have to win this thing by you know, it can't be close.
By knockout.
Close, by knockout.
Can't
he's
got to
win this thing.
Right.
Right. And he's not doing that right now.
Right. At the end of a fight, if it's left up to the judges, I've seen some wacky finishes. Like, wait, what, you thought he won the fight? Well, both guys are still standing. You leave it up for interpretation.
That's right.
So here's Vic Fangio from yesterday talking about judging these quarterbacks based on situational drills.
Yeah, it's definitely part of the equation. You know, a big part of when you're looking at all quarterbacks, not just ours, is, you know, third down, red zone, taking care of the ball, two-minute, end-of-game situations. Yeah, all that's just part of everyday life in the NFL.
All right.
I mean, those are the things that determine wins or losses, you know. Staying on the football field on third down. Scoring touchdowns instead of kicking field goals in the red zone. Not turning it over. Two-minute drive. Can you get points or do you not get points? Clock management.
Clock management.
Also, right? That's a big deal also. So
you make an intelligent observation. Oh,
thanks, Coach. But they, I mean, that's all very valuable stuff, you know. I mean, so hopefully Vic and his staff and is they're looking at themselves too and whoever he has helping him for end of game situations. Help, right?
Help,
like
help.
You know, under that bench press. 135, like trying to get, just
it wasn't 135.
Oh, what was it? Sorry.
It's 225.
Oh, yeah, 225, my bad.
It's a little
about the other. Yeah, a little difference. You know, like that, like know when you need help. You knew when you need help, right? And you weren't getting it up.
No.
It was like.
Gonna rip my pec off.
Right. Should have left it there for a few more seconds, see what would have happened. But, you know, I was there to help you.
You were.
You knew you needed help.
That's it.
Vic, do you know you need help?
That's a damn good question, man.
I wish I could ask it or someone could ask it. I just wish, well, hey, that's Darren McKee's punishment. He's going to have to ask Vic about, you know, does Vic think he needs help with clock management? And I don't know if I'll have the opportunity to go down there because now all my logistics stuff of the reason why I didn't go down there, free and clear. No more concern, okay?
Yeah.
No, so if I had that opportunity, I will go down there.
Be our soldier from the fan.
Yes.
Our sentinel.
Yes. But that would be one of the questions I would like to ask him. Does he think that they need to do something differently this year when it comes to clock management? Or do they have plans in place to handle things differently? Something like that. But something to see if they plan on doing it a little bit differently. Does Vic have help? I don't know. I mean, but that, I think that needs to be asked because it cost them two games last year.
That's right. That's right.
So I think we all, I know, I want to know, you want to know, Broncos cut, like, what's your plan when it comes to end of game situations, clock management, timeouts?
Should this be the most comfortable we've ever seen Vic Fangio? Like tomorrow on the sideline, year three.
Well, it depends on the stone thingy.
Kidney stone?
Yeah, it depends on that thing. You know, I mean, obviously that doesn't help if it's all of a sudden turns up again, right?
We never got news if he passed that thing. Just going to assume he did. Sometimes they got to go in there with lasers and bust it up.
Well, I'll tell you this. Yes, absolutely. It's his third year. There's no more like. There's no more. I'm used to being in the box. I like having my stuff this way, this and that. I mean, you're three. You're comfortable, man. You're comfortable. But I will say this. I think when it comes to in the game situations, clock management, timeouts, and challenge. Obviously, challenge. You need help with challenges, right? You can't see it. They got replays to see. Somebody needs to help you with those. I get it.
And it's not like a weakness thing. Like,
no.
Have a resource.
Right.
Have a tool in your tool belt.
That's actually a strength. It's a strength, Zach, to know that you need help. That's a strength. Like, you can look at yourself and say, okay, I have failed here. Let's address this so it doesn't happen again. I don't want to call to my team again. I think that's a strength of yours, if you can do that. But I think with Vic, you know, being comfortable and looking at his situation, it's still a thing, though, also, where there's a lot going on down there. I don't care how comfortable you are. I don't care if you're Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to call, and those guys don't call plays, but if you're trying to call plays and do clock management stuff, it's a hard thing to do. Like, to be sharp and on top of it. Because you got, you know, people are in your ear telling you what personnel is coming in and, hey, call timeout here. You have to have one guy to help you out. It's a lot going on, as he told us last year. And again, I don't care if you're in year 4 or 5 or 10 of doing it.
Yeah.
You need help. If you're going to be not just the head coach, if you're also going to be calling defenses, you need help with that. Because it's a lot. And he's not a veteran head coach. He hasn't had to deal with that before. He's only in year 3. So if they haven't changed their order of operations, it's going to happen again, Zach.
What do you think about that? Are we going to be coming in here on a Monday saying,
you got to be kidding me.
Here we go again.
Get your damn act together.
I hope not. I hope not.
What would you say?
Well, I hope that there's a George Payton effect here. That when doing a self-scout and analyzing all things from an operations standpoint on game day, and maybe some of this gets flushed out here tomorrow. Or against Seattle next week.
Yeah.
You know, that might see a departure of what it's been for the last 2 years. Talking about end of game clock situation that has cost the Broncos for 2 straight years. And specifically 2 games last year. Maybe we see it. But I would hope that George Payton, wanting what's absolutely best for this franchise, when he went back and we do know that Payton had a couple comments here yesterday insinuating that he has gone back and watched, you know, all the film, as you would think that he would, right? That when he saw some of that stuff take place, that it at least led to a conversation.
About, right.
Not like, hey, Vic, here's the way I need it done, but like, hey, have we thought about this?
Yes.
You know, and I'd be pretty disappointed if those conversations at least didn't take place. So we'll see. Maybe we get a revelation on that front tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
And I said the game was at 4. It's at
house cleaning.
Same segment. Cleaning. Doesn't count as house cleaning if you drop something, pick it right up. It's at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. I was looking at the Eastern time.
Some segments are longer than others. So
ESPN.com. Get fortunate sometimes.
You still got to clean the house. You can't leave it on the floor and just like, you know.
Well, there's a 5-second rule. If it's in the same segment.
What about if it's 20 minutes? It's not 5 seconds.
If it's in the same segment and you disagree. Correct yourself.
No, disagree. You still house clean.
I don't clean. I don't.
So what time's the game out here? Mountain time. What time do I need to tune in?
Game's at 2:00.
Perfect. Oh, that's great.
It's really nice, right? It's early
man.
In the day.
I'm going to be outside watching it and relaxing and just taking a ball game in and watching the Broncos. I can't wait. Love it.
There's actually a triple header on NFL Network tomorrow. It starts with Miami at Chicago at 11 a.m. Then you got the Broncos and the Vikings at 2. Then you got Cleveland and Jacksonville. And maybe a sighting of Tim Tebow, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I can get down with Tim. Let's go, Timmy!
And that's going to be at 5 o'clock. And then tonight on the NFL Network, you got Buffalo at Detroit, followed by Dallas at Arizona. So you can have some fun with that. Little extra.
Wow.
Little extracurricular.
Yes.
On a Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to figure the preseason out.
Dude,
you don't know who's playing, who's starting, how long they're playing. I mean, it's you know, we had some great teams in Indy, but our preseasons, we were always awful. You know, I mean, when you don't have Peyton Manning running the offense, you know, Peyton Manning style, and you got a young guy trying to run what he does, it usually ends in disaster. And so it's hard to figure these things out.
Right.
But sometimes you just flip a coin.
Sometimes you just flip a coin. Yeah, that's right. Take a look who the backups are. Like backup quarterbacks in Buffalo tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Mitchell.
You're on it.
And is the guy still there from Alabama?
Georgia.
Yes.
Remember his name?
Oh, man. Goodness, he was a really good quarterback. He played in the national championship game early in his career, right? What's his name? Nope.
Jake Fromm. Yeah, Davis Webb kicking around there somewhere, too.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Here we go, man. Football.
I mean, that's good backup quarterbacks there.
It is.
Well, who are they playing?
The Detroit Lions.
Well, who's Detroit have?
Outside of Goff, they got Tim Boyle. Good old Tim Boyle, household name.
Yeah, Timmy.
From East Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken.
Timmy B.
And then they got David Blau.
We've seen him before.
Yeah, where did we just talk about him last year? Was he starting for the Lions?
Yes, at some point. Yes.
Last year?
Yeah, I think that's go Bills.
Yeah. I think so, too. And you bet on the culture, too, how they've been practicing.
That's right.
I like that. Okay. Twist it with the Giants. 7:45 against the Rockies. Rockies are in trouble tonight, as they were last night. Didn't score a run.
Blank. As they were a couple days ago.
Yes.
Against the Astros.
Yes. We got to do another community thing. We got to do with a noon start with the show.
That was fun.
We got to invite the listeners in.
Yeah.
Like, give them the heads up. This is what we're doing, starting at noon.
Right.
Let's plan on it. Okay. We have Broncos football tomorrow. What are the main storylines to watch for outside of the quarterbacks? Take a dive into it next.
It's Training Camp 50-50, Teddy versus Drew, powered by Twin Peaks. Here's Stokely and Zach.
We're going to have Broncos football tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock. Can't wait. Be locked in. Let me know what you're looking for. Hit us up on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. Ken and Aurora says we need a steel cage tag team match. D-Mac and Tyler versus Stokely and Zach. You better pack a lunch.
I got D-Mac.
I want to pound his ass.
Oh, jeez.
Good times. Tomorrow night, outside of the quarterback, Stoke, what are you looking for?
Right tackle. I think first and foremost. I mean, you look at what jobs are going to be open. What jobs are competing, guys are competing for? Right tackle. Want to see, how those two guys perform. That's the other question that I think Vic needs to be asked is, which one of the guys is not in the competition anymore?
Got it.
From free agency. Remember, they don't even have him playing right tackle.
Yeah, Cam Fleming.
Yeah, Fleming.
Yeah.
We all thought it was going to be Fleming and Massey.
Yep.
And they don't even have him listed as a right tackle.
No.
Back up at left tackle. So, like, what happened there? Is he not in the competition anymore?
Good question.
So right tackle play. Let's see how that looks. I want to see Royce Freeman.
Ooh.
I'm really looking forward to seeing him. The door is open for Royce Freeman. We've talked about it. We've said, hey, injuries can happen. Injury happened for him. You have a golden opportunity. You know, I don't know if they were planning on keeping 3 running backs or 4 running backs, but with Boone being hurt, you go out there and play well. He looks great. He looks, you know, in great shape. I'm looking forward to seeing him run the football. He should get a ton of carries. You know, Melvin Gordon ain't getting a lot of carries. Javonte Williams, yeah, he needs to get carries.
That's a guy I'm really looking forward to, Javonte Williams. But Royce, you're right. And that's a statement that if you said it 3 months ago, I'd be like, what are you talking about? But you're right. The eye test, you got to see guys going to the ground and whatnot, especially at that position. We know. But under the umbrella of what we have seen, what training camp has been, Royce just looked great.
Yeah. Like you said, Javonte Williams is another guy. I think when you talk about who you're looking forward to seeing, whether if it's not competitions, competition, it's the young guys. So Pat Surtain, take a look at him. How about, you know, Justin Sternod, guy that linebacker from last year that didn't play at all. Guys like that, Jonathan Cooper, those young guys that are going to play a lot. A lot of the veterans won't play a whole ton.
How much you expecting from the ones tomorrow?
Defensively, not much at all. I mean, I don't know if he plays on one series, and certainly certain guys might not play at all when you look at Vaughn, Chubb, and this first game. But the first group offensively, with Drew Lock, food delivered to you again, huh? Too lazy to go down there and get it yourself.
Breaks changed, so they're shorter, so we can get right back to our listeners.
Yeah, you had enough time.
I did not have enough
time. Oh, certainly. I did it earlier. It took me 2 minutes.
But you did it before the show.
I know, but I had 3 minutes before the show, and I raced up here, and I got it done.
Look, first of all, Richie said you had 8 minutes.
Help.
Richie, our producer, said it was 8 minutes. Second of all, I'm going to learn from your mistakes of not being back here at the start of a segment.
Well done.
So Parker volunteered. We're doing a fan fiesta downstairs. I got a bunch of food.
It's good. I might go for round two here. What do you think?
Go for it. Just take the segment off. Just take a segment off.
No, you need me. You need me.
All right.
But I think offensively, Zach.
What are we talking?
When
two series?
Which is probably the first quarter. That two series, right around the
That's
depends on
right.
if you get the ball first or second, right?
Yeah. Get a three and out.
Two or three series, yeah. I mean, I don't expect them to play the whole first half, but who knows? They might play the whole first half. How long would you play them?
This offense needs work, man. This offense needs work. This has been a bottom five offense for years now.
It needs a lot of work.
Take into account, haven't won a game in September since 2018. Think about that statement. Haven't won a football game. Denver Broncos haven't won a football game in September since 2018. Wild.
It's a long time.
So, I mean, this thing, like, at the starting gun, this plane needs to be able to fly.
Right.
So, and considering that your quarterbacks are dividing reps, I don't want to go too far over the line, but I play them three series.
Okay. Yeah, I was right at three also.
If that goes into the second quarter, so be it.
Yeah, probably will. Unless you get the ball first, maybe it won't. I think three's good. I was thinking about, do you play them a stinking half? Just the whole half, right? Because they need work. You got to be better. But then I start thinking about the injury stuff.
It's and a fine line, man.
It's hard. And then I put myself in Vic's shoes, and I'm like, man, that's got to be a tough thing to try to navigate.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm saying play them the whole first half. Just, I mean, you need to play football. You need to get better. You need to start fast, especially this year. If somebody gets hurt, somebody gets hurt. That's just the way it is. I want to be cautious with certain guys, but offensively, man, I'm playing these guys a lot. And maybe I take a guy like Judy out. You know, Sutton won't be playing probably. And maybe Judy comes out and I get, I don't know, whoever, Hamler in there with somebody else and whatever. But the majority of the guys in the offensive line, I think, and maybe Melvin Gordon's not in there in the second quarter, but Javonte Williams is, right? Maybe, you know, Noah Fant in there that last drive of the second quarter, and it's Albert O or whoever, Salbert.
Eric Salbert, yeah.
Yeah. But I think the quarterback and most of the offensive line, they should play the whole first half. Because of, you know, in circumstances dictate everything here. Doesn't mean next game same thing happens or the last game or next year this is how you operate.
Are you going to, you think Vic will play in the second preseason game his starting offense longer than the first preseason game?
That's what I was just thinking about. because, you know, that might be the last one that they play. And usually you try to play into the second half of one of them.
Right.
This year's different with only three preseason games.
And it's going to be different moving forward this way. I mean,
everything's 50-50, right? So yeah. do they have the exact same amount of reps?
And that's my question. Like, right. Does Bridgewater have more of an opportunity to succeed or screw it up against the Seahawks, being that it's the second preseason game and typically that natural arc is longer? Interesting.
No, it is.
Really interesting. Huh. Maybe we can circle back to that one. That's an interesting conversation. Okay. Vic Fangio, Uncle Vic, he switched up his vantage point yesterday.
Mm.
Huh. Hmm. We'll put it in park with this one coming up next.
Training Camp 50-50, Teddy versus Drew, powered by Twin Peaks. Here's Stokely and Zach.
Vic Fangio switched up his vantage point a little bit yesterday. Huh. You know, Stoke, you and
switched it up, huh?
He switched it up.
I mean, well, who's going to call the defensive plays?
You got a defensive coordinator.
Oh. You think he was like, like itching, like, you know,
right.
Like a little fiend. Like, what's going on over there, defensive side? Like, he was on the offensive side. I'm assuming that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, so this is Vic from yesterday talking about watching practice from a different vantage point.
I liked watching it today there. Thought we did a good job. Nice being over there with the boys. Okay, a little different perspective. But I thought yesterday there was a lot of good things yesterday also. Way too many pre-snap penalties. Center quarterback exchange. We think we improved on that today. We only had one over there. So, but overall, I was pleased with the work offensively.
Vic seemed very uncomfortable at the beginning of that answer. Like, trying to sell me too much that he was...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's with the boys. Yeah. No. Like, he's overselling it, you know? That's not where he wants to be. That's not, you know... He's not having fun over there. I can tell you that. That's, but, you know, it's one of those things. All right, let me go over here, show my face, pretend like I care.
All right. Well, you know, he's a football coach.
I'm joking, but I'm not. I look, I'm serious. I think Vic is going like,
but maybe not,
kicking and screaming over there, type of thing. So I am joking a little bit here, but at the same time, I'm not. Vic is a defensive guy. It's what he loves doing. Why do you think he still calls the stinking defensive plays?
All right, so I don't even want to ask the question. I really don't.
Well, why would you say you don't want to ask it and then you're going to ask it?
Because I legitimately don't want to ask the question, but I heard Mike talk about it. I heard James Merrillat talking about it. So the two shows leading up to our show, this was referenced. And I already see someone on the RamosLaw.com text line, 486, says, the Denver Broncos do not listen to you. Do you think that someone mentioned to Vic, and he was asked about this in Minnesota on day one, and he said, did you watch the offense? He said, no, they haven't made someone who could watch both fields at the same time yet.
Right.
Okay. The following day, he's focusing on the offense. Do you think at all someone could have put it in his ear that, hey, there's discussions being had that you just only care about your defense? You might want to peek over there at the offense.
Absolutely.
I do.
You do?
I do. Yeah.
That's what Mike and James both thought as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I do. It's just funny how things work sometimes, you know? And we were the first ones to start talking about this, and it's caught traction in a big way. And you'd be really naive to think that that's not the case. That he's not filled in on what's being said from media outlets negatively. I think you have to be really naive. So, yes, I do think he is filled in on what is being said. What do you think?
You know, I really don't know, Stoke. I
don't know either, Zach. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I mean, you got to say yes or no. I'm not letting you, like, worm out of this thing. I mean, seriously. Goodness, I don't know, Stokely. I mean, Stokely doesn't know either.
You're prickly today.
I asked
you a question during the break just to see if we had the best of you today.
I feel great today.
All right.
I feel great.
All right.
I mean, I got a lot of sleep.
Pedialyte?
Yeah, I always have a Pedialyte. You know that. Uh-huh. So I feel great. Feel great. I'm firing on all cylinders today. But I'm not going to let you off the hook. I mean, you have to, you know, I know you don't know. Just like I don't know. I'm speculating. I'm guessing. What do you think, Zach? Man up. Let's go.
Golly. No.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
No.
And that might be the case, but it just seems like, you know, things happen. Okay, here's another example. You ready for this, Zach?
Not sure.
Well, I mean, I know you're not ready for it, but just listen. Remember in training camp, day 3 or 4?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden we're like, wait, what is that? We're, yeah, ooh, like that's coming from way over there.
The piped in applause.
Piped in applause. And we all, so the next day and stuff, yeah, we all started kind of making fun of it because there's not a lot of fans there. Let's be real.
Certainly not as much as in the past.
No. No, it's not even close. There's not a lot, okay? Not to the expectations that I have and that I guarantee a lot of other people have.
No, no.
It's underwhelming. So you're piping in some crowd noise, some cheers and stuff to get people going and so whatever.
And we had some fun with it.
We had fun with it. Other shows had fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that the next day?
No.
Have you heard it since?
Yes. I heard it on the Saturday, last Saturday. When me and Marilat went.
You did?
I did. But
why?
But in the days after that, we did not hear it.
Right. So is that just coincidence?
Is
that just coincidence that, you know, and you said you heard it Saturday, but, you know, the day after we started talking about it, all the, you know, the 3 or 4 practices I went to since then, there was none of that anymore.
Mm-mm.
So, I just thought that was kind of odd. Not saying that it's happening or not. I don't know, but man, I mean, you start putting the clues together. It's like, someone kind of probably mentioned it to the sound guy. Hey, that's a bad look. And they're making fun of us.
That one, I can 1,000% go with you on.
Okay.
This one where Vic Fangio would actually watch practice from to, you know.
But that's a bad look. You don't want that if you're the head coach. You don't want that perception out there, right? Where, you know, you're only concerned about the defense. You don't even pay attention to the offense.
Right.
You got a quarterback competition.
Right.
And you're not even paying attention. You don't even know what's going on. That's awful look, right? And so that perception, you know, I think I would want that if I was the head coach. Like, hey, what are they saying about this thing?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, hey, coach, you know, they're saying all you do is watch defense. You don't even know what's going on with the quarterback. Well, you want to change that perception.
Well, and that's interesting because I heard D-Mac saying, like, hey, if you're telling me that Vic Fangio is the one making the call on the quarterbacks, he doesn't even watch these guys live during practice.
Right.
So I do think there is some credence to that. I do. Golly.
That's interesting. I know you kind of go back and forth, right?
Yeah.
But you start talking it through and it's like, I don't know the order of operations. Maybe some coaches don't really care. Some coaches probably want to know.
Sure.
And especially in a situation like this, I think if I was the head coach, I'd want to know what's being said. And you know, you got a quarterback competition. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, and perception goes a long way when it comes to fans and how they feel about you. And he's already started on the wrong foot here. I mean, he won 5 games last year, Zach.
Mm.
People wanted him fired last year.
Mm.
So, you know, you don't want the first slip-up to be, like, you know, just awful. So if you could change some of the perception, like you're actually heavily involved, I think that might go a long way when it comes to how the fans view you and things.
Very interesting. I mean, I don't know one way or the other, but the fact that we're having this conversation is there's some level of merit to it's a conversation worth having.
Yeah.
Just not sure how it actually is in reality. So, and we're probably never going to know. Okay. Pat Shurmur Love Uncle Pat.
Oh.
Love Uncle
What's
Pat.
What's the thing about Pat?
Well, we were actually trying to throw incompletions.
Pat Shurmur gave some insight into how he plans to manage his quarterbacks in the first preseason game tomorrow. And we'll pass along what he said coming up next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 104.3thefan.com.